welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. This is Paul from Marion. As always, so thankful that you've chosen to join us on the DriveCast today. This past Sunday, we continued in the Lord's Prayer series, looking specifically at Your Kingdom Come, Your Will Be Done. And I know for me, when I pray that, when we hear that, one of the first pushbacks I have personally is, looking back to when Jesus first appears on the scene. He says, "Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand," or "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And so there is absolutely this already not yet dynamic. And I'm sure each of the guys, talked through that this past Sunday, where Jesus has established a spiritual kingdom that we enter into through faith the moment we believe upon his name. It is a kingdom that he established, some nearly 2,000 years ago, and we get to receive him as king through faith in his work. And then there's the tension of praying, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." And so the question, I think, becomes, well, why am I praying for your kingdom to come if it already has? And in that understanding, really, there's a threefold request or a three-part request, perhaps is a better way to say that, within that prayer. First, it's a Jesus, increase your kingdom in my heart, in my life. Your will be done in my life. And so we are consistently surrendering ourselves to the Lord to say, what in my life is out of alignment with your reign and your rule, to take upon ourselves the lordship of Christ. It is such a difference to say, yeah, I believe that Jesus existed. I believe that Jesus died to save the world from their sins. The question is, have you received that? Do you personally understand that faith in Jesus is not merely just saying, yeah, Jesus died to save the whole world, but Jesus died to save me from my sins? I realized that my sins were deserving of the wrath of God, and Jesus took upon himself the wrath of the Father for my sins in my place. Do we have a personal faith? And then, your kingdom come in my life, your will be done in my life. And how is it that we are continually and constantly surrendering more and more aspects of our lives to him? And then next we look at, yes, Jesus defeats Satan on the cross, and yet Satan still, according to 1 Peter, roams the earth like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And so we're saying, Lord, your kingdom come against the kingdom of darkness. Satan is described as the prince of the power of the air. We are described as being delivered from the dominion of darkness by the Apostle Paul. And so it's this request, Lord, this pleading, God, make it so. That Satan's works, Satan's initiatives, Satan's plans would be ruined, and that, Lord, you would be known, and that you would be glorified, and that your will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And then finally, of course, we are pleading and asking, Lord, would you come now? Would you bring in your ultimate kingdom, this kingdom that we get a vision of in Revelation chapter 21. If we go to verse 3, "And I heard a loud voice," says John, "from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.'" And we need to be pleading, Lord, come quickly. Lord, please return. Bring about your ultimate kingdom where there is no more death. There is no more pain. There is no more sin. There is just beholding your glory in perfect unity and connectivity with you. Lord, come quickly. And we are praying in this Lord's Prayer, I think, all three of those things. And so then, from a personal reflection standpoint, I think we need to work through this process that this line in the Lord's Prayer, the way I've related to this Lord's Prayer consistently at our Marion campus, is it's like wayfinding signage that invites us into an entirely new aisle, walkway, path, vein, however you want to think of it, of prayer. Your kingdom come. As I see that wayfinding signage, I then walk into this aisle and say, what areas of my life do I need to pray for the kingdom of God to come in my life? For the kingdom of God, his rule, his lordship, his authority in my life. And you talk to God about that. You explore that. You say, God, I'm out of alignment with you in my response to people when things don't go my way. God, I'm out of alignment with you when I feel like there is injustice. God, I'm out of alignment with you in my ability to operate in self-control or in patience or kindness or whatever it may be. And we ask for his lordship in our lives and ask, Lord, would you draw then more people to yourself? And would you then bring about your ultimate kingdom? And so with all of that in mind, I want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. And I want to pray for us to close and give you time and space to pray as well. Father, thank you that you hear us. Thank you that you are a good and loving Father. Thank you that when we have this language of our Father in heaven, it reminds us of how powerful you are, that you have the ability to work and move in our situations and our circumstances. Father, thank you that you have established through your Son, Jesus. Thank you that there is a spiritual kingdom, Jesus, that you brought about that we can enter into through faith today. And would you cause us to do that by the power of your Spirit? And then would we increasingly desire for your will to be done in our lives as it is in heaven, for your will to be done in the world as it is in heaven, and for your kingdom to come in an ultimate sense, a sense that is perfect and complete. Would you come, Lord, quickly? It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.